today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special, and we're speaking about moderation in Islam.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Tuesday, is the 15th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we listen to a verse from the Holy Quran. From chapter Al-An'am, verse 153, we learn more.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'uhu wa la tattabi'u as-subula fatafarraqa bikum an sabilihi. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
And moreover, this is my path, which is straight, so follow it. And do not follow other ways, for you will be separated from his way. This has he instructed you, that you may become righteous.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran implies that Allah commands that this is His straight path, which is the path of unity, the path of truth and justice, the path of piety and virtue. You should follow it and never treat in the perverted and diverse ways that make you astray and aloof from the path of Allah. It scatters the seed of hypocrisy and discord among you. The evil manner of the age of ignorance is repeated in another form in our time, so that we can say the ignorance of today is fulfilled in an even wider and more terrible case than the ignorance of before Islam. This episode, we're going to speak about the significance of moderation in Islam. Islam recognizes the line which separates moderation and extremism, even in matters of the religion itself. If a Muslim transgresses this limit, where it involves harm and making the religion more difficult beyond our capacity, it is then considered to be going against the religion. Furthermore, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said in a hadith, warning us from resorting to extreme tendencies in our religious life. Verily, the religion, Islam, is made easy, and whoever overburdens himself in his practice of religion will be overwhelmed by it. Follow the right course, seek closeness to Allah, give glad tidings, and gain strength by worshipping in the mornings, the afternoons, and the during last hours of the nights.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we are trying to talk about the significance of moderation in Islam. Since Islam as a religion is not exclusively confined to religious practices per se, this implies that Muslims are encouraged to practice and cultivate moderation in every aspect of their lives, from lifestyle to worship, in order to achieve the best of both worlds. Islam is easy to practice, and simplicity, not overburdening the self or others, is a preferred trait. Second is that mercy is a trait that is inseparable from Islam. Islam favors gentleness and ethical conduct. Islam promotes peaceful approaches and is against outright violence. So let's look at the meaning of extremism, which is in front of moderation. What does it mean? Because it is being said that sometimes the things are usually known by their opposite side. So we must first understand the meaning and characteristics of extremism to avoid engaging with all of its forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن القرآن تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. These are the limits ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not transgress them. If any do transgress the limits ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such persons do wrong to themselves as well as others. This is Surah Al-Baqarah verse 229. We see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly warned Muslims against both monasticism and celibacy, as the former neglects the rights of family and others, while the latter causes a society to corrupt. Extreme religious views and actions indeed can be determined to us or even to others. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Al-Quran, the same verse that we recited to you, تَلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah.
Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. This is today's special, and these are the ways to help us live constantly and consistently and constantly by moderation. It's important to appreciate the diversity of scholarly views. We can achieve this by learning about comparative fiqh in order to expose ourselves to the diversity of opinions of our scholars on any issue. As a result, we can develop a deeper appreciation of these scholarly differences. This doesn't mean that we can cherry-pick different opinions. Instead, the objective is to not confine us from thinking that we are only right and others are wrong, as we know that there are different views on certain matters. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allah.
Allah.
This is today's special on moderation in the Islamic lifestyle. In the teachings of Islam, moderation in belief and behavior is valued and excesses in affairs are condemned. The set of rules and customs of the Islamic religion is such that a person can be educated in a balanced way, and also one of the most basic intellectual rules and religious concepts in Islam, which has been emphasized a lot by the pure Imams, peace be upon them, is adherence to moderation in all areas of human life. The importance of the discussion of moderation becomes clear when we see that in the course of history, groups under different titles have had a significant impact on the masses of people in societies by going beyond the limit of moderation and tending to extremes. Therefore, it is necessary to introduce and explain the factors to achieve moderation in order not to fall into the trap of extremes in affairs. According to the Quran report and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, it can be seen that several factors such as faith in God, planning, correcting vision and attitudes, supervision and control, avoiding excesses, correct and just law prohibition of extravagance and wastage, right-centeredness, rationalism, and the rule of justice play a role in the occurrence of moderation.
الذين يقولون ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. And there are some that ask Allah for a hasana, for good, or for a good deed, or for beauty, meaning they ask Allah to improve their dunya, في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة. They want a good life in dunya and they want a good life in akhirah. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And this is a dua that we recite all the time in salah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Islam teaches us through dua. See, it affects our subconscious mind. See how the Quran teaches us through a dua. See how the Ahl Bayt teach us through a dua that subconsciously affects our mind so that we will work for both dunya and akhirah. Don't neglect the akhirah and concentrate on dunya. Don't concentrate on the akhirah at the price of dunya. No, work for both. Strive for both. And another verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الْدَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And strive from which Allah has given you the akhirah. Allah has given you wealth. Use that wealth to obtain a good status in the akhirah. Allah has given you health. Use that health. Take advantage of that health to obtain a good status in the akhirah. وَلَا تَنْسَ وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الْدَارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And don't forget your part, your section, your piece of dunya. Don't forget your dunya.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you for joining us. And have a nice time.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.